Hello, everyone. I'm Louis, and you are
Jessica.
And you know what today is?
Oh, it's the first day of 2014.
Yes, it is. Today is January 1st, 2014. And Happy New Year, Jessica.
Happy New Year, Louis.
And Happy New Year, all our excellent listeners.
新年好。
And this is the number podcast number 82, Origin of American Idioms and Slang. And this podcast will talk about words of the new year. And our podcast in general is about the origin of words. We go into their history. Where do these words come from? You know, on the internet, Jessica, you can find lots of websites that talk about idioms and slang. But Origin of American Idioms and Slang is the only bilingual podcast in the whole world that discusses the origin of these words. Did you know that?
Wow, that's great.
Yes. So today we're going to talk about some words of the New Year's, and the first one is called Auld Lang Syne, and the second one is
Cheers.
Cheers, and the third one is
January,
and the last one is
New Year's Resolutions.
Yes, so let's begin with Auld Lang Syne. And Auld Lang Syne is actually a Scottish poem by Robert Burns, Scottish poet, and he dates this poem back to 1788. And the translation, Auld Lang Syne, is actually Scottish English, and it actually means old, long, since. But really, that doesn't make much sense in English, so it's actually an idiom, or we can translate it further into English to mean days gone by or long ago or old times. So it really means that when we sing this at the end, actually on December 31st, we can sing it to remember the people from the previous year, remember the good times, and our experience as of 2013.
那么Auld Lang Syne这个呢，指的是最初它是由这个苏格兰的诗人 Robert Burns 他写了一首诗呢，在诗中提到了这个 Auld Lang Syne， 然后他这个 Auld Lang Syne 他们意思呢，主要就是说，其实是指过去的日子啊，或者是很久以前发生的事情啊，其实就是在我们新年说它的时候，有一种对过去的日子的怀念，其实就是指的是上一年的意思。
And for all our fans, if you stick around at this podcast at the end, we are going to sing it for you. Won't that be exciting? Won't that be exciting?
Yes!
Okay. So let's move on to the next one is a cheers. Now, for our this podcast, we're going to talk about why do people bang the glasses together and then drink their drink, usually some wine or some alcohol. Why do people do this all over the world? And of course, in their own country, they have their own expression. We'll give you some of those countries in a moment. So basically, this custom goes back to at least in to British, or I should say English, custom of clinking the glasses or banging the glasses together before you drink the wine in order to make sure that there's no poison in the other guy's drink, because when you bang the glasses together, a little bit of the wine or the alcohol would spill into the other glass. So if you didn't do this, maybe your enemy might poison you secretly.
那么 cheers 一般情况之下大家都会想这个干杯啊，我们会碰一下杯。那么在这个中世纪的时候，如果你要是跟你的敌人在一起喝酒或者是这种场合的时候，那么一般情况之下你会十分用力的，就是大家去碰一下杯，那么这样你的杯里面的酒呢就会到你的敌人的杯子里面去。那如果说其实就是为了保证他没有给你下毒。
So, the word cheers, implies that you, when you say the word cheers and you drink, it implies that you trust the other person that he did not poison you. And it also means to your good health, because, you know, if you were not poisoned, you would survive and hopefully have good health. So that's the origin of this going back several hundred years in the Middle Ages. So let's look at some countries' expressions. I'll put the notes in the podcast if you want more countries. But so in Australia, they also say, they say, cheers, mate.
Mm.
And in the China, what do they say?
干杯.
干杯. And if you translate that literally, it means what?
Empty your cup.
Empty your cup.
Mm-hmm.
And in French, or in France, they say santé, which means your good health. And in Hebrew, l'chaim.
Oh.
Yeah, l'chaim means to your good health, to your life. And in Japanese, do you know what it is?
Kanpai.
Excellent. And that means the same thing. Oh, you can see the how to say?
Kanpai.
Kanpai is almost like ganbei. It's very close. And in Russian language, and excuse me, you Russian listeners out there, but I think it's pronounced as za zodorovye. Well, let me try again. Za zodorovye. And one more, Spanish. In Spanish, salud.
Wow, excellent.
Which means good health. So there's some countries. Cheers. Let's move on to the next word, January. What is special about January? Why do we have the New Year's in January? Well, it's not what you think, because if we go back if we go back a few thousand years, actually January 1st was not the celebration of the New Year. Do you know why?
Because we don't have January.
That's correct. There was no January as a month at the beginning of until about 700 BC. But before that, there was a god, a Roman god, called Janus, J-A-N-U-S, and he had two faces, one looking back and one looking forward. So the custom was to make promises to that particular god, because he could see the future and the past, and that means he had lots of power.
Mm-hmm.
And you would want to please him.
Mm-hmm.
And you could please him by honoring a promise. And this is the idea of the New Year's resolutions, which actually came later. But the promise was basically pay your debts and return any objects that you borrowed during the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, because the Roman calendar actually began with March, there were only 9 months, when the calendar changed to January 1st later on, then the custom of making New Year's resolutions and celebrating the new year began on January 1st, because that was added to the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of complicated. Can you translate that?
Oh, yes. 那么我们刚刚 Louis 讲的是 January 和 New Year's Resolutions。那么 January 呢，其实一开始的时候，其实在这个月份当中，在这个日历当中呢，我们其实只有10个月的。那么就是大家庆祝新年的话呢，一般是3月1号。那么后来呢，才增加了，就是增加到这个1月跟2月。也就是说，原先的时候其实只有10个月，现在呢，我们是有12个月的。那么 January 呢，其实是这个词呢，主要来源于一个这个罗马的一个罗马神话当中的一个神叫做 Janus， 那么就是根据他过来的。那么 Janus 呢，他其实是一个主管这个门道或者是管门的。那么他既可以通向这个未来，又可以看到以前嘛，所以说呢，它就非常重要的一个神。那么 New Year's Resolutions 呢，其实也是一个非常早，就是不是一个特别早的一个做法。那么之前呢，大家主要是说像这个 Janus 去这个保证，我一定会做好事，我一定会这个把我的债还清啊，这叫做 New Year's Resolutions.
Excellent. So during the 1800s in America, these resolutions have changed. And one example is a typical teenage girl would make a resolution about how she did her work.She would promise to be less self-centered. She promised to be more helpful. She promised to be a better worker. And she almost did not promise what teenage girls do today, which is to look prettier, to go on a diet, and to ask for certain kinds of objects. This is the...like a car or a cell phone or whatever. This is the typical American teenage girl today. They're really concerned about their clothes, their makeup, their hairstyle. And I don't know, but Chinese girls. Any ideas? Do you have a resolution?
Yes.
You want to tell everyone?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Jessica's New Year's resolutions. I want to be simple and happy.
Simple. Okay. Well, I don't know what that means, but happy, I think we know.
Mm-hmm.
But simple and happy, Jessica. Very good. Okay. So those are some words, origin of some important words that are used during the new year. And I'll put some notes.On the podcast, if you're interested in doing research further. And please download any of these to your MP3 player and make any comments, send us an email. And we will continue doing this throughout the year. So stay tuned, and we'll end this podcast by singing the hit, the number one Scottish hit, Auld Lang Syne. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne? For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne.We'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ganbei. Clink.